Good morning. Welcome to the first Proactive Paul podcast for 2011. It's Monday, the 3rd of January. Can you juggle? Yes, I mean juggling balls. Can you juggle three balls in the air at the same time? What about four? Okay, it's a rhetorical question. Let's think about juggling three balls to start with. And these three balls represent the three main divisions in any business. That's operations, marketing, and finance. And of course, when we set out in business on our own, we have to do all three by ourselves, and it's natural to focus on operations. And you'll find that for some time, these three balls seem to be weighted differently, and operations is the key. But you can't afford to neglect the others. You have to look after the finance division of your business, and you have to work on the marketing division. If you drop any one of those balls, then the business as a whole is going to suffer. And in a sense, the juggling analogy is actually a very good analogy for running a small business. You've got to do everything by yourself. And if you're anything like me, have you actually tried juggling balls? I can cope with doing two, but keeping three in the air consistently is not very easy for me. And that's the point I want to make. If you cannot handle all three divisions of your business concurrently, then you haven't really mastered the basics. And to be honest, three is not enough. Have you seen people who can juggle four balls? Or five? Or even six? What would you think if I told you that every business has seven divisions and you've got to be able to do seven in order to really succeed? And of course, if you are doing seven, then I imagine that you've got a team around you to help, because it's pretty difficult doing seven on your own. Today, I just want to focus on getting control of that fourth ball. And by that, I mean assuming the role of the managing director in addition to the three divisions, operations, finance, and marketing. You have to find time to spend some time on the bridge of your ship in command. If you spend all your time in the boiler room stoking the fire, by the time you get up on the bridge to take control of the ship, you might discover that you are going full steam ahead, but in the wrong direction. So set aside some time to be the managing director of your business. When I started, that was one day a month. It then became half a day a week. And nowadays, practically the whole of Monday is set aside for me to control my business. That's the only way that I can do it. I actually book time in the diary for me to sit down and be the managing director. And I'm suggesting that you need to do the same thing. You need to devote a particular time of the week to being the managing director in control of your business. And the only way that you're going to be able to do that is to say no to other jobs on your to-do list, and probably to say no to other people sometimes. If you always say yes, and you've not yet learnt how to say no, then the value of your yes is diminished. Timothy Ferris, the author of The 4-Hour Working Week, suggests that the art of getting things done is to allow 10 little bad things to happen every week. Can you let 10 little bad things happen this week? And can you use that time instead to get up on the bridge of your ship? Try it out this week. Let me know how you get on, and I'll see you again, same time, next week. Bye for now.